Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shivcharan with me.
Hey guys.
So with a lot of with Euros and Copa America coming, let's park the bus.
Sure.
So today. Podcast is going to be all about Euros prediction. So let me explain the rules quickly.
All right.
Six groups.
Okay.
Each group has four teams.
Okay.
Out of that four teams, top two from each group will directly qualify for the knockout stage.
Right.
Now there are six in their respective groups.
Yes.
Out of those six teams. The top four teams with most points in their respective groups. Imagine if Wales finished third in their group and they had, there are other team third position teams with less than 9 points. So Wales will automatically qualify for the knockout stage. So this way, four teams will qualify for the knockout stage who finished third.
Okay.
So like last time in Euros 2016. I remember correctly, Portugal finished third.
Okay.
And somehow they managed to win then.
Okay.
So we should start.
Yes.
So there will be dark horses and all. So we'll agree upon some things and later we'll decide who'll be the winner. And
all
in
right.
the end we'll also predict who will win the Copa America.
Fine? Okay. Fair enough. Yes.
So Group A is Turkey, Wales, Italy, and Switzerland.
Yes.
So, which team do you see finishing fourth?
Fourth? I think I could say that this is just my prediction, right? This is not absolutely going to happen. So, I'm not disrespecting any country as per se. So, I feel that Turkey would be the team which would finish fourth, because even though they have good players and all, I feel when compared with the other three teams, I feel that this team could finish fourth in the group.
Okay. Go ahead.
So in my knowledge of what Turkish football team is, I know a few players and for some reason know a lot more defenders than forwards or strikers in the team. So I feel that this team is a good team. They have I think Soyuncu and one more Leicester player, I think
Darmial is there.
I know only defenders in the team more than strikers or forwards, at least me with my knowledge of football. So I feel that this team is a team which could finish fourth in their group.
For me, I don't think so. Turkey will finish fourth. They will either finish second or first for me, because
all right,
in Euros, it's not about goals. It's about your strong defense.
True.
Defenses can, in long term, can lead to very successful tournaments. The defensive weakness is what I see in the Switzerland team, which for me might finish fourth.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying this is they have Shaqiri, they have Xhaka, I guess. Apart from that, I don't this team as something like Soyuncu, in Turkey, Soyuncu, Ozan Kabak. These players were the first team players for Premier League giants. I'm calling Leicester also a giant at this point of time.
True.
When you compare Xhaka was an Arsenal bench player for most of the season, and the same with Shaqiri. Shaqiri did not get so many chances at all. For me, Switzerland will finish fourth. So, which team? And okay, which team should be put in fourth?
I think let's go with your option of Switzerland.
Fine. So Switzerland is our fourth team. Coming to the third team, which team according to you might finish third?
So, like, since I told, you know, Turkey finishes fourth, I'm just pushing Turkey up a position. I'm pretty sure that they, I don't know if they could, they have the criteria to finish top two in the table. Yeah, they are like you said, maybe yeah, defensively they seem pretty strong, but I don't know. I feel that the Wales team,
they will
lack. Exactly. So the Wales team and the Italy team, and compared to them, I think are a little bit ahead of them. So I think that, you know, they are finishing third, because, you know, I don't think they can finish in the second or third.
So, yeah, pretty much agreed. Like, I would have made a case against Wales, but I don't think so. Like, at this point of time, it's like 50-50 for both of them. Although Turkey is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Turkey and Switzerland are both amazing sides, and you never know which side could actually become a very sudden dark horse in the league, because no one, it is the Euros, and any country could actually, you know, practice and become the best. So
yeah,
it's all about what happens in that day. But, you know, this is just a predictions video, and I feel that predictions, you know, podcast, and I feel that, you know, Turkey is the third.
So second and first are clear.
Yeah, I think Wales go second and Italy goes first.
Italian team is a one team to watch out for.
Yeah, for the Euros itself, like, it's not only for the group which it matters, because for the Euros itself, Italian national team is actually becoming a giant. And yeah, like,
past 7 games, they have scored 21 goals and conceded 0.
Yeah, I saw that stat too. So you cannot say that they are defensively weak also. And those 7 games they played without all these, you know, big players, like, you know, Bonucci or someone like that. They have actual amazing players.
The new Turkey manager, I've heard, is he loves attacking football. He loves to press. And just like Italian, when I say the word Italy, it means defensively strong. But this Italian team is a new, like, they are attacking. They want the ball. They want to score like that.
True.
Something to say, right? Like, yes.
And like the Italian manager also being an old, you know, Man City manager, you know, Roberto Mancini.
Yeah.
Like, we know, I mean, I think I've seen like a few games of how he's played, and if it's been like, you know, and Italian squad is I thought was just an old squad, but with players like, you know, Nicola Barella and, you know, this Juventus player, Chiesa, you know, I've been watching him this entire year, and I just loved him in Juventus. And, you know, they have an overall amazing team with, you know, Moise Keane, Immobile. And, you know, everyone in the team is literally amazing. And I think they have all the real stuff
elements
to even win the Euros.
Yeah, exactly.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, again, to summarize, will be
Italy, Wales, Turkey, Switzerland, in that order.
Exactly. Done.
So, Group B.
Yes.
Russia, Belgium, Denmark, Finland.
Yes. So, you know, before I start, you know, telling about, you know, this group, I feel that for some reason, I feel that Denmark have the, you know, potential to also become very dark horses. For some reason, I feel that, you know, they have the team which actually could, you know, somehow get them qualified into the group or something.
Denmark, to me, is a team with, like, all the leaders in that.
Exactly. True.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, the fourth place, I think, would be Russia.
Okay.
Because during the World Cup, FIFA World Cup, when we started seeing the World Cup, and they won pretty much, you know, first few matches with 4-1 something and all. But then they actually started to fall off, because I think that was just the home advantage they had. And after that, I didn't see the Russian team actually, you know, displaying a lot of amazing football. The other teams have been playing, you know, in
they were chance to beat the Spanish side, right? If I'm not wrong.
Initial stages, I think, if I'm not wrong,
They were the, like, they defeated them in round of 16, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, I am not. Are you sure? Because I think
they were the ones. Yes. They qualified for the round of 6-8 or quarterfinals.
Okay. So, I mean, yes, Russia is a great team and they have, you know, tremendous talent. But, you know, I think it will be, according to me, it will be a battle between them and Finland for the 3 and 4. But I'm just putting Russia in the 4th place because, you know, I felt that Russia had the home advantage during the FIFA World Cup, and that is why we saw a lot more of Russia than we usually see every year, because, you know, so long in FIFA World Cup, we've not seen Russia playing so well. But one World Cup, they suddenly arise in this situation, and I feel that is only because of the home advantage, because of the fans, because of everything around them. So, I feel that, you know, Russia is the fourth team, meaning fourth place team here.
Yeah, I'll pretty much agree with that. I would have placed Finland. Yeah, I guess home advantage. But yeah, okay, fine. I think so. Russia might finish third.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, because that is something which I would also be not surprised about, because that can be, you know, anything might be the position between 3 and 4, because Finland and Russia are both teams which can actually suddenly perform or suddenly underperform. So I feel right now, as of this moment at least, Finland is finishing third and Russia are finishing fourth. But I wouldn't be surprised when I see, you know,
Russia finishes third, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
And second and first is also, I guess, Denmark and Belgium, as like Denmark second, Belgium first.
Yeah, I think Belgium team is like way too good with Eden Hazard back in the side. And, you know, they have an amazing squad.
That can be a problem in the way too good, that is an Eden Hazard that we are seeing these days.
See, yes, I understand. But the thing is, I think Eden Hazard has never underperformed for Belgium, because he's the captain of the team, and I think he will definitely rise up to
this
Belgium
will definitely win the group. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm saying,
the
you know,
like every year, yeah.
Yeah, so like they always manage to pull out amazing performances, and I never think, will say that Eden Hazard will not perform for Belgium, because he always puts up an 100% performance for his team. And overall, otherwise also, they have full in-form players like Lukaku, you know, who has scored a lot of goals this season. Thibaut Courtois, who's amazing, like I think he's got
De Bruyne,
and you know, like right now,
who recently, I don't know how he won it.
I think we were talking about discussing it about last week, saying, you know, if someone else get it, it would be a robbery, and actually two Man City players ended up getting it. So we'll talk about it a little later, I think.
Jordan is fine, but I didn't understand how De Bruyne, like from where he came, he was like, he was okay, like he was good, but you look at the team.
Exactly, true. I understand.
So yeah, but yeah, we'll move talk about that later.
So group B.
Yeah,
the first.
Yeah, please, can you repeat?
So the order of the group B, according to me, would be Belgium, Denmark, Finland, and Russia.
Yeah.
So I think this is my order at least.
No, fine. I'll also stick to this order only.
Okay.
So the third group, Group C, is Netherlands, Ukraine, Austria, North Macedonia.
Yes.
So I guess for fourth, I guess it's pretty much clear that both of us will agree on North Macedonia.
Yes. I mean, the thing is that the thing which you know, makes me a little, you know, little skeptical about placing them fourth is because they beat Germany very recently, 2-1, and I would never forget that. So you never know, is all I'm saying. You know, I would still place them fourth, yes. Because they, in their group, at least the other teams may be seeing stronger. So yes, North Macedonia in fourth is absolutely understandable, but I'm saying they could become something which every team fear of also.
Yeah, but fine, but I don't think so they'll be able to beat Ukraine and Netherlands and Australia, like that I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean that I will also agree, but I'm just, you know, saying just in case. We shouldn't be surprised because they are a team which beat Germany. I mean, I'm a Germany fan and I know how bad Germany has been playing, but I'm just telling, every team should be feared, is all I'm saying.
I'll place them fourth still.
Yeah, same.
Third for me will be Austria.
Yeah.
Because of David Alaba. Mm. And he was the only reason why I put Austria on third and North Macedonia on fourth. He's a leader. They have a good squad, not a star-studded squad, one or two stars are there, but it's a pretty much balanced side, I guess, Austria.
Yes.
Third will be Ukraine. Now, this team has that Denmark-type potential. Why I am telling this is because Zinchenko, Yamalenko, Marlos, these players are, these players are pretty good players and they have that potential to even beat Netherlands.
I think Ukraine, Denmark and all have the batch of dark horses written behind them, and I think they have all the potential to actually upset the big performers in the Euros. You know, they could be the teams who actually eliminate big teams out of the Euros suddenly, and just make an appearance, show their mark in the Euros. So yeah, Ukraine in the second is absolutely agreed.
And first, I guess, if it was Ronald Koeman, I would have directly without any hesitation put them until semi-final Netherlands. But now without Ronald Koeman and I liked Ronald Koeman's Netherlands, but I don't like Ronald Koeman's Barcelona. I'll be clear.
Mm.
I don't think so they'll be that, because they don't have that kind of wingers in the Netherlands.
Mm.
But I guess they, Depay, the form of that Depay is in, and Gini is there, Frankie is there, De Ligt is there. So it's a pretty balanced team, the Netherlands.
But this time, Netherlands will be playing without Van Dijk. So we'll see how that paves out for them. Van Dijk has been ruled out and he's joined the staff of the coaching team for Netherlands, and that is a news which I read somewhere, and I was shocked because I never expected Van Dijk to never start for Netherlands. So
he's injured actually. He's injured.
Yeah.
Thanks to Pickford. I'll repeat this group. Order is Netherlands, Ukraine, Austria, and North Macedonia in that order.
Correct.
So coming to Group B.
England, yeah.
Czech Republic.
Yeah. So I think fourth place, I will definitely put Czech Republic.
Yeah, same.
So you know,
they might do one or two. But the thing is, if you do one upset also in this Euros, if manages to beat Scotland, I don't see Scotland trashing Croatia or even England. On paper, England is a better team. So
yes,
they get, if one or two upset happens, they have a chance to go to through, not to go through. Mm. But on paper and all, I'm placing Czech Republic for the sole reason that I feel that Scotland, the team with Robertson and Arsenal's Kieran Tierney, these players are proper players who plays for big teams. They know how big, how to play at big stages. I'm not talking to Kieran Tierney because he's not even playing in Europe's European football next season. So whom according to you, I guess third is also fixed, Scotland.
Yeah, with the performance Croatia did in the previous World Cup, I think they have definitely shown that they are the side which should not be, easily looked upon, because they are clearly capable of everything possible. And I think Scotland in the third place is absolutely agreeing with me.
Second place goes to?
Oh my God. See, the thing is, I feel that England can actually pull this off this year. But I feel that, you know, they would win with Croatia, Scotland, and probably Portugal, Czech Republic or something like that. I don't know. So, okay, I'm still going to actually be supportive of the Premier League players playing in the team. And I'm going to put Croatia second and England first.
Now, for me, I'll put Croatia first, England second.
All right.
Because
the thing is, I wouldn't mind that also, because I clearly know that it is possible. So, I wouldn't mind for that too.
For England to start this, from whatever I have seen in past, like past two games I've seen, the practice matches of England, and they were horrible, purely horrible. So, like one game, somehow Saka scored from somewhere, like it was a very lucky goal. Second game also like that. So, I don't see them like suddenly changing, like when the tournament starts, they won't change into...
No, I feel that, you know, they were trying out things and this, you know, trying out players, you know, Rashford was captain for one because, you know, it was very clear, you know, Harry Kane is the captain and I think when he comes back to the squad, you know, things would be different and, you know... I'm not being proud and stuff like that, but I think, you know, that defensively, I think Chilwell, you know, Reece James kind of players and all are on top.
Both of them won't start for England, you know that, right?
I strongly feel Chilwell is definitely starting the first match.
Luke Shaw.
I feel Chilwell is starting, but I do not know, right? You know, Chilwell can
start if they go back three, I feel. Like, if they go back three, then only Chilwell might get a chance. Otherwise, Luke Shaw, like, ask anyone in England, they'll say Luke Shaw.
Yeah, see, I agree totally, but I'm just being the Chelsea fan or Chelsea fan here because, you know, I feel that, you know, Chilwell could start too. Is all I'm saying because...
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, fine.
So yeah, I mean, Croatia in the first and England second also is not something I wouldn't mind, definitely.
So, first Croatia, second England, third Scotland, fourth Czech Republic.
Agreed.
Is what I'm going for. And you're also going for. So, yeah, this is the order. Now, coming to our Group E.
Yeah.
First, I guess, even without Ramos and Real Madrid players, I guess, goes to Spain. No doubt.
Yeah, definitely. And so, the group teams are Poland, Spain, Sweden and Slovakia.
Last place, I'm placing Slovakia.
Yeah, I mean, they, I personally do not know how well they could perform in the Euros and compared to the other teams in the Euros at least. And, you know, I think if I'm not wrong, Zlatan is also back in the squad of Sweden. So, you know,
wasn't he injured or something?
No, I think he was injured, but I think he's back in training or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure. So, I'm saying that, you know, I mean, otherwise also Sweden's squad is really good. And, you know, they were in the same group as Germany in the FIFA World Cup. And I think they showed tremendous performance. And I think they have all capabilities of going in with or without
Sweden. Alex Isak and all, they're good. Kulusevski, like, exactly. They have a very
Yeah. So, I would put, you know, Slovakia in the fourth place. Third place is second and third is what, you know, first place, yes, Spain, because yeah, without Real Madrid players, I don't know, but I think it was something, you know,
at least planned. They'll manage to get out of group, I guess.
Yeah, and also the fact that they have a defender right now called Aymeric Laporte who shifted nationalities. So, I think he also will definitely have a chance to play. So, yeah, Spain will be first and Slovakia fourth is what we like confirmed. The second and third
second, I think Sweden will finish second for the sole reason of Kulusevski and like Alexander Isak, like they are players.
But you know, I understand that, you know, defensively a team is very important, but you know, Poland is a team with the right now, if you ask me, probably the world's best striker right now, Robert Lewandowski, and I don't know if he can solo carry the team as you know, they have other players also, like Piatek or, you know, Chesney or, you know, other players, Fabianski, you know, those kind of players too.
I saw this team, like, I saw some games of, like, they don't usually give the service. Like, Lewandowski is Lewandowski because he's in Bayern Munich. I'm not even joking. You give Kane that kind of service, he's scoring 50 or 60. I'm not even joking. Like, all respect to Lewandowski. He gets the kind of service, the kind of press that Bayern Munich does.
True.
In Poland, he's not getting that those services. He has to come. He has to make goals. He has to score goals.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a team,
can put Sweden second and Poland third.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. And repeat of this group is, and our order for this group is Spain, Sweden, Poland, Slovakia in that order.
Yes.
Group F. The group of death.
Yes.
So, I guess for first, there is no debate that Hungary is finishing first.
Yeah. First, I think France, definitely.
Hungary, I'm telling Hungary.
For first place, huh?
No, I'm sure Hungary is finishing last. It's a very, very, very...
No,
very
like, however...
Nightmare.
However, you know, good they are, you know, I think the other teams... And I'm, you know, including my team all as well here. However bad they've been in the past, I think I hope they play well as Europe's. And yeah, Hungary is just not as good as them, is what I mean. Probably in other groups we would see them finishing third easily, but in this group I don't think Hungary, you know, stands a chance of finishing for anything other than fourth or something.
Yeah.
So
on third.
France first, Hungary fourth. I see, like, hear me out here. I have a very, very strong feeling that Portugal is finishing second.
I have for Germany.
Okay, so the reason why I'm saying Portugal finishing second is because of the squad they have, and I think this would be the last Euros for Ronaldo, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, so I think the team would give it all, at least for him. And they have done it in the past, and I don't think it would be a difficult task for them to do it in the present too. And with, you know, more seasoned players, you know, with the Wolves squad, literally about 5-6 players from there, with Felix, with Bruno Fernandes, with the form Bruno Fernandes has been this season, you know, I think Portugal is definitely a team which should be feared. And I think Germany are not up to par, you know. They have very good players, everything agreed, you know, they have Gnabry, Gundogan, Kai Havertz, Timo Werner, Rudiger, everything agreed. But I feel Portugal are a slightly better squad than them, with 5-6 players in the team playing together almost the entire year.
But out of those 5-6, only one or two will start in Portugal side. And for Germany, if you look at their last game, the reason why I'm putting Germany over Portugal is Thomas Müller. You look at him in the last game, he was phenomenal. He was so, like, buttery, I should say buttery. Like, give him the ball, he'll make balls. And he was supplying the balls to Kai Havertz. Gundogan was there. Everyone was enjoying their game. They scored 5 goals in the first half itself.
Yes.
So I don't see any reason why Portugal... No, I mean, it's a very, very tough call, but I don't see a reason why Germany can't finish second.
I just feel that, you know, if Bruno Fernandes can, you know, give it his all in Manchester United, and he literally carry the team to wherever they are. I feel with Ronaldo up front and Felix up front, or Bruno Fernandes could give more pitch of balls.
See, you can't just, like, compare club and country, because it's a different whole scenario. But because,
you know,
Man United, there is Rashford and Martial, Dan James, Cavani. So these players are known to run. You can't expect Cristiano to just go past 5-6 players and run. He won't do that.
Yeah, but I mean, Felix is there, and, you know,
he's not that fast like Rashford and all.
Agreed, but I still with, like, you know, yes, the previous match of Germany, they actually performed really well, and it was a very amazing thing to watch. But overall performance of Germany has been really, really bad. And I think, like, you know, after Euros, the manager is leaving and, you know, all those kind of things. So, like, I think Germany, yes, they are a good squad, but, like, you know, they came back, they lost the FIFA really badly. And I don't think
that can be something that ignites them to.
That can be something, but I don't think I can see the same thing from Germany squad this time also, because they lost with North Macedonia, they lost with other teams, they drew with Denmark, they drew with quite a few teams, and fire, which was Germany, which was about 2014 World Cup or something. I cannot see the same fire in them. So I think we have to, you know, I think, okay, you know, whatever you say, I mean, you want to go to Portugal third?
Yeah.
All right, Portugal third and Germany second it is.
So, now coming from, like, from those six teams which are left, who are the teams? First of all, Portugal is definitely going to the next
round. Yeah, yes.
So, Scotland is going, Turkey
yes.
for me, and Poland or Austria, one of them.
Yeah, I feel Turkey and Poland for sure is for me. Like, I feel that these four are the teams which are the strongest.
So, Finland and Austria are left out of this.
Yes.
And we'll continue to the next round. Now, Belgium versus Poland.
Yes.
Is our first round of 16 game. So, I don't think it's a no-brainer for me. At least in those kind of big stages, Belgium should not bottle.
Yeah. So I think we'll put Belgium in, definitely.
Italy versus Ukraine too. Ukraine is a very good team, but Italy...
Italy are just way too good for them, I think.
Yeah.
So, Italy, so, for sure.
France versus Turkey also, I feel like France... because
one... Like, with the squad they have and with Karim Benzema inside right now, I feel that they could actually pull out 100%. I think Giroud came back to score again, and he's, you know, just 5 goals behind Thierry Henry's record, and he would definitely look to beat it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, France definitely in.
England versus Sweden also, I feel like England has an edge.
Yeah, I mean, I think they won't bottle it this early in the competition. So, England, yes, in.
Now, Spain versus Scotland. Here's where I feel like Spain can get it through. Like, I was thinking maybe Scotland, but no.
No, like, man. Like, yeah, Scotland are a really good squad, but I just think that Spain are Spain. You know, they are to be feared, definitely. Or without Real Madrid players, they are a squad which should be feared. And Luis Enrique has been doing an amazing job. And I think, yeah, Spain qualifies.
So, Germany versus Croatia.
I was thinking when I saw this match fixture. Hello?
Yes. Oh. I'm thinking right now.
Okay. I can talk, no?
Yeah, talk.
Yeah. Because I couldn't hear you, so I thought I shouldn't talk.
No, okay. I was thinking who will win.
Okay. So, I'll... So, when I saw this matchup, I actually thought, you know, what happens?
Yeah.
What happens if England finishes the group on top? So, it will be England versus Germany in the round of 16, right? I just, you know, just of thinking.
Yeah, but they did not telling... and Germany.
Yeah.
Like, so, Croatia first.
So, Croatia versus Germany. I mean, if like you said, you know, you can see the fire in Germany. I think I would definitely see Germany in. But since I have not been, you know, feeling Germany playing that well from the beginning, I would not.
This is what you said for Croatia, and I'm putting Germany. Now, like you, sorry, this is what you said for Chelsea and.
Oh, okay.
Because
no,
every game
see, the thing is, that was absolutely different, right? That was, like, we
but this
were performing. Chelsea were performing in the past, in the Champions League, and that is why, yeah, I mean, yes, we won, we filed all amazing plays to them, but I am saying that I still do not see the fire in Germany. You know, after the group stages, maybe you ask me, I will tell you who wins here, but right now, if you ask me, I think Croatia goes through.
For me, Germany is or simply Germany, going through because Croatia, they'll have one or two injuries, and Germany is just.
And I think Mandzukic also is not playing this Euros, so yeah, Germany.
Yeah.
Fair.
So Netherlands versus Portugal. Oh God, this is some game.
Oh my God.
I have the feeling that Portugal might go through because
same. Some magic he'll do and he'll send them through. So, yeah, I think Portugal is definitely...
It's in Budapest. So, Budapest is...
Where is
Budapest? Budapest is... Both of us are Google searching.
Hungary.
Hungary. So, it's not some home ground situation or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Wales against Denmark.
I feel Denmark in.
Yeah, Denmark for me too.
Because I feel they are dark horses worthy, and I feel Denmark could definitely go in. Yes, Wales have been amazing, and probably Bale has been, top form and all. But I think Denmark has an overall better squad. Denmark goes in, definitely. Because I feel Denmark has a squad slightly better than, what Wales has, and I think Denmark is in. So yeah, I think quarterfinals is set stage for us. So
Belgium versus Italy.
Oh my goodness. Why do I have to predict this now? Oh my God.
I guess Italy.
Yeah, man, same.
Yeah, feeling Italy.
Same, because like, Belgium are good. But I'm not sure that, with the form I'm seeing Italy in, I think they have all possibilities to just walk into the finals.
Yeah.
Italy it is.
Second game again, France versus England.
Man, I think France here. Like, I think England cannot match up with what France is right now. Because,
St. Petersburg is... I'm just looking at where... Oh, Russia.
Yeah. We all know
I
what happened.
I think so, England. England.
Like, I think we all know what happened when France last played in Russia. So,
No, but I have to think that France might lose out somewhere. Like, because they're so good. Like, we have this feeling that they can't be beaten like Bayern Munich we had. And... you remove one or two injuries, and England has a good squad, very good squad.
They always have a good squad. That is my point here, that they always have a good squad. But France are a team, which is of literally players.
Thing with that England squad, which you are telling me is a good squad, was I guess when Lampard was there, Gerrard was there, end of midfield was there. That midfield versus this midfield, the difference is those players, I have heard that they don't used to gel well properly. Like, they don't used to, get together properly. They used to have some sort of rivalries. But in this England squad, you don't see that kind of rivalry. Like, you see Sterling posting Manchester United, a City United every day. So he doesn't have problems with United players. That's clearly visible.
Yeah.
Whereas in Lampard, like the legendary team, there were problems. France, okay. One thing, Kante is a midfield, and on top of that, if you put Pogba also, then I don't know how to do that. But I have the feeling that maybe England. But you're safe.
I think that England will bottle it somewhere. Yes, France could lose too, but if you look at the next round, it will be France versus Italy, and I think that is where France has an option to lose. And I think this over here, I think I have a strong feeling France may go through. But yeah, like when you made your point, I think, yeah, England also seems very strong on paper. But I think, again, it all depends on the group stages of how things, you know, unravel itself. Because if England suddenly performs so, so well that I'm like other teams should be afraid, then I will put them in eyes closed. But, you know, France, I feel with N'Golo Kanté literally like giving us the Champions League, I feel that France are a slightly better squad.
I'm not saying that they are not, but I think so. One day will come that one day France has to lose someday.
Correct. Like, you know, yeah, see, the thing is, why I'm thinking so much is that because when Germany started out the FIFA World Cup, everyone put them in the finals. Because, you know, they were that scared of Germany. But, you know, we all know that they lost out in group stages to South Korea and, you know, other teams. So, yeah, I think, okay, I actually want you to have the benefit of doubt, and I will give England the qualification because I also want to see this happen. So, I'll put England in.
Yeah, and Spain versus Germany.
Oh, 10 my God.
And 14 World Cup winners. This is literally turning out to be a headache, you know?
Yeah, man, totally, totally. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm giving Germany because...
Same, because...
Will miss Ramos there.
Yeah, they have to feel the Ramos missing somewhere in the competition, and I feel this is where they will actually miss the captaincy, the aggression which Ramos had to offer. And so yeah, Germany is definitely something I would definitely be okay with, because I don't know, like Spain, yes, they're an amazing squad with or without Ramos, but I think they will miss Ramos at one point of time, and I think it will be this stage of the competition.
Yeah. Portugal against Denmark.
My God.
Shall we do Denmark?
You really want Denmark in?
I think I want Denmark to win because there has to be one dark horse every season, and there is always one dark horse, like Wales last time.
So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with Denmark qualifying, because as a squad they are actually like tremendously good, and like you said, Portugal players, yes, they are good, but will they do it for Cristiano Ronaldo? I'm not sure. So okay, I mean,
but there is a feeling of Portugal too. I don't know.
Yeah, same. Like, I feel inside me, I want to put Portugal in, but again, there should be dark horses. And I feel Portugal are not dark horses anymore. They are a team which is feared, and every team will take them seriously. So,
I'll put your call.
Oh my God, you're giving to me, yeah. Dark horse. See, like, the thing is, no, like, right now, I feel Germany has material because, yes, they are a great squad, but I think no one in the world would expect them to qualify to the finals or something, right?
I would.
Because I am not sure, man, because with the way Germany are playing, with other teams being so strong, I don't know if I would see them in the finals. So, okay, I think I am going to go with Portugal, because I think they, how much of a dark horse Denmark will be, I feel that Portugal are a slightly bit stronger, and you know, that is Ronaldo there, and I think he could pull out wonders of the team which the team couldn't imagine of. When he could do it, yeah, you know, sometime, you know, years back, why not now?
Fair enough.
God, look at the semi-finals.
This is better than the quarter-finals is what I feel. Italy, England. Wow.
Oh my God. I feel, yeah, this is where we see classic England performance and leaving the Euros, according to
me. And, I also have that feeling.
Like, they will definitely, I feel, bottle it somewhere, and I feel this is a stage where, you know, they would definitely follow it with the squad, with, you know, not a small squad, you know. Everyone would expect them to actually, I could actually see the future, you know, when they beat France and qualify, and, you know, England fans telling, you know, bring it home, and, you know, then losing out to Italy. So I think I'll be putting Italy in the next stage.
Hmm.
Are you okay with that, or do you think England will qualify?
You know what?
Yeah.
England will win.
Seriously, you want to go? I honestly will be okay with England winning, okay? Honestly, because I really don't mind them winning the Euros. But I don't know. If you want England in, England in. Because, yeah, Italy has to falter somewhere. And I don't know, man.
They can't just go... Like, they can't be invincibles for sure, Italy.
But yeah.
England has more of like... I feel like... in cricket, there is a word called match winner. A player is a match winner if he can win a match by himself. And both the teams have a lot of match winners, but like England has, it's like centre backs and goalkeeper, that is a little bit of issue, but if Maguire is fit, then no doubts England is definitely more stronger. But
all that, you know what, I actually support the fact of England qualifying. You know, I really want to see what happens here, so I'll give England the qualification.
Yeah. Next is Germany against Portugal. I'm not predicting this, you only predict.
See, the thing is, right in front of my eyes, if you ask me, like, you know, out of the bat, I feel yes, Portugal inside. But, you I for some reason, you know, I may sound overconfident, I may sound a lot like that, but I'm definitely. I was not okay with, you know, Germany finishing second place itself. But, you know, if we are going to go with that, Germany, like this is Lowe's last everything for Germany. And he's retiring after this, the manager. And, you know, how much ever I hate him, he's given us a World Cup. And he's provided a lot of talents in the team. And with young talents too in the team, like, you know, Jamal Musiala and, you know, Kai Havertz, Timo Werner, you know. I feel for some reason in the competition for Germany from the beginning, I feel that Germany squad which can actually, you know, just cruise through the competition. And I'm going to put Germany in the finals. If you're okay with it.
I said Portugal, but as... I would have said Portugal.
You know, we are actually riding Germany here because you said that, you know, they will have a fire and I am riding the same fire. So, if the fire is, you know, extinguished in the semi-finals, yes, it is fair and square. But I don't know if Portugal...
But do you think Kai Havertz...
Yeah, man, like...
Werner, like these players... Like,
yeah, like the thing is, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I think about Germany qualifying, the more and more impossible it seems to me.
Like, also they have bettered them at some point of time, Ruben Diaz and like Pepe and like Fonte, but on like playing for country is a different thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you know what? You know, oh my god, the more I think about Germany qualifying, the more I feel it is not possible because I have seen them literally crumble before my eyes and I think that it will not be a surprising factor that it happens again. So, okay. Oh my god. Okay. Pick. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put Portugal inside.
Portugal. I put whatever you say, I'll put.
Portugal inside. Done. Fix.
So it is Portugal against England.
Yes. So will it be the second
Euro? I don't see
Euro?
Portugal. No. I don't see it for some reason.
Yeah, so I feel that
like
England...
It should have been Italy like in place of England. But as we have made it more complicated, we'll say our own winners and then fine.
So... So you go first for your winner and then I'll go for my winner, or I go first and you go.
Just for the reason, I don't think so Portugal can do it again. Like, same. The winner's curse, maybe. I'm putting England in.
I am putting winner. England in. I'm putting England winner too.
Okay, and if this is whatever predicted doesn't happen, who's your second winner? Like, maybe England finishes first. And England does not play France or Italy. Although we have predicted that England will beat France and Italy. Like it's, both teams are like next to impossible for England.
Yes.
So, what is the one team that you will predict? Like, okay, they can win. If this is not the case.
I think France for sure, man. France.
I'm going for Italy for that.
All right. I feel France is a team which should not be so easily shoved apart. And I think France is another team which I would think would win.
Okay. Fair enough. So,
our winner is
England. And second winner for me is Italy, and for Switzerland is France. Now let's see where this thing goes and how this tournament pans out. Like we'll definitely try and do one more prediction podcast if possible, and or we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, Copa America predictions. Quick. Who is winning?
Copa America predictions. So the thing is, since I've put, Portugal in the finals here, I am going to go ahead and royally put Argentina winning it.
I was also thinking this time is Argentina's year, because this is 2021. Anything is happening.
Mm.
So why not Argentina win it?
Exactly.
Depends, actually. Everything depends, like how this tournament pans out. Like Copa America, Brazil is a very good squad. Definitely someone to watch out for, but for some reason I have this feeling that this is Messi's time.
Yeah, same, like, because you know this is his last Copa America too, if I'm not wrong, and he can there may be upsets in the competition, there may be small other teams which could actually, like Colombia and Uruguay. And, those kind of teams definitely would make an appearance and actually, make upsets. But I feel, yes, I think I'm going for Argentina winning it.
Yeah, same. So, that is it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, that is it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Shiv Charan.
Thank you, guys.
So, peace out and bye-bye.